continuing then on our theme of total forgiveness, Psalm 32:7, Lord, you are my secret hiding place, protecting me from these troubles, surrounding me with songs of gladness. Your joyous shouts of rescue release my breakthrough, Selah. Pause in his presence. It's quite a thought that God himself sings over us his joyous shouts of rescue, that he's the one singing songs of gladness as he releases us from everything we've got entangled with. He's so willing to save us, heal us and deliver us and take us home rejoicing as he does so. What a great God. If you hadn't seen it before, this is where we see just how confident God is in himself. He knows he's able to do everything. For us, this means a place of absolute safety, guaranteed. Psalm 27:5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. It's one of my own personal favourites, he shall hide me in his pavilion in the secret place. I get the drift, I don't totally understand what he means, but it's altogether a lovely concept. The psalmist declares, you alone are my secret hiding place, my place of absolute safety. No one can find me there, the enemy has no access, he can roar all he likes. I'm hidden, hidden with Christ in God. Colossians says it too in Colossians 3:3. Reminds me of Psalm 91 and dwelling in that secret place. There are conditions attached, of course. The only conditional promise in the Bible is the rainbow when God said he would never again flood the earth. He didn't say he would never judge it, but that he wouldn't flood it. Conditions. You do this, and I guarantee to do that. You believe on my only Son, and I promise you salvation. That's an example. You believe, plus nothing. There's the condition, and I'll give you the gift of eternal life. There's the promise. You forgive others, and I will forgive you. Israel found out there were blessings conditional on their obedience and the warnings of discipline for their disobedience. You can find those listed in Deuteronomy 26 and 27. For us, our dwelling is conditional only on staying where he's placed us in his Son. It's conditional on our keeping short accounts and staying put, not getting ourselves on the wrong side of God by living with unforgiveness, because he's forgiven us and we don't want to identify with the parable of the unforgiving servant. Matthew 18, 23 to 35. It doesn't make it difficult. In fact, it's idiot-proof. It has to be if I'm to remain in that secret place, the place of total forgiveness and blessing, releasing everything he showered on me to those around me. The only fly in the ointment, if I may use the phrase, is it makes me responsible for my own actions, no one else. There's the rub. Personal responsibility. I can't point the finger at anyone because I am responsible for my own spiritual growth. God doesn't do blame or shame, so neither can I. He's the author and the finisher of my faith, but I have to give him planning permission. So how's it working out for you? You knew that would come in there somewhere, didn't you?